even novel. So Chazal tell us, the pasuk is a contradiction. Shchoyr ani means I'm black, novel means I'm beautiful. So Chazal tell us, shchoyr ani b'masai v'nova ani b'maisa avoisai. So we brought down different pshatim, and one of the explanations we discussed is that it's not pshat that our fathers, Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, Moshe Aaron, they were good and we're not good. Because that wouldn't be nova. Just the opposite. If you come from very good stock and you mess up, it's even worse. That was the whole idea, if you remember, we discussed. See, the pshat is that we have in ourselves the midas of the office. We in ourselves. See, even when we look black, there's a pintle yid. Everybody has inside of them a little bit of the office, which I didn't get to explain. That was one of the reasons we were talking about the nisyonis. That's why the others have nisyonis for us, that we should know what we can overcome. Because everything that the others did is in us. We have that in us. It's part of who we are, what the others did. So it's for Klal Yisrael to know who we are. So that's Pshat Shchoyran Ivanova. Person has to know exactly what their koichas are, where they come from. But it could be that this is also the Pshat in the Pasuk. Continues, seems to be a contradiction. Shlomo HaMelech says, Moshcheini acharecho narutza. Shlomo HaMelech says, pull me after you. Right? Moshcheini acharecho narutza. Pull me after you, we will run. It's really a stira. Right? Moshcheini acharecho means I have to be pulled. Means I don't want to go. I'm being pulled. Against my will. Narutza means we're running together. Means we're on one side. Right? When two people are running together, they both want to run. If you're being pulled, you're not running. It's a shtickel steer in posuk. Moshcheini acharecho, narutza. And then it talks about high madregis of the Yani HaMelech HaDoro, of Nagila V'nismachavach. What is that? What's going on? But according to what we just said, it's maturitz. Because every Jew has in him, the midas of the others. So deep down, every person has that goodness of the others. That's the fact. Every person. So even when Hashem gives you a push, if you remember, I brought down years ago, some of you may remember Ksav Seifim. Where did Ksav Seifim Parshas Tetzaveh? Ksav Seifim brings down a Parshas Tetzaveh. It says over there, it talks about the Shemen Zayas. Shemen Zayas Kosis Lamor. Kosis means banged. Because they used to bang the olive oil, the olives, to get the pure olive oil to come out for the lighting of the menorah. So the Medrash says over there, Nimshalu Yisrael Azesim. Kleisel are compared to the olives. Right? Well, compared to the olives. Just like the olives, you bang, you bang, you bang, eventually the oil comes out. I mean, some fruit, if you pick up an orange, Lamarshal, citrus fruit, right? You don't have to bang it. You just go like that. When you peel an orange, if you're not delicate about it, if you're yeshiva bachar, a lady could, you know, peel the orange and her fingers will remain dry. But yeshiva bachar peels an orange, it's on the kapota. Right, Rabari? It's on the kapot. Yeah? Because it squeezes out. Olives, the oil, you have to bang and bang to get the oil out. So the Medrash says, Nimshalu Yisrael Zaysim, Klaiso compared to olives. Just like an olive, you have to bang and bang and bang and eventually the oil comes out. Klaiso also. Hashem bangs us, he gives us punishments, puts us into golos. Tzaras, and eventually the oil comes out. That doesn't sound like a maila. No, it sounds like a chsar. Sounds like a chsar. It's pshat and chazal. Why is that a maila? Nimshalu Yisrael azeisim compared to olives. So the Ksav Sefer is a gewaldige pshat. The Ksav Sefer says, the olives, you bang, oil comes out. That means even after the olive looks like already all the oil is, looks like there's nothing left, you bang it more oil comes out. Keep on banging. And that's why they used to have several stages of Beis Chabad. The olives will go through several phases of pressing to extract the oil in the olive, right? So what's the pshat? You take an olive that looks all the way like it's squat, like it's already squeezed out. And then you put it into the presser, and you squeeze more, and more comes out. Is that a miracle? Is that a nace? No. That oil is there. You just don't see it. The olive looks like it's. It looks like there's nothing left in it. It looks like, what are you doing to the poor olive? There's nothing left in that poor olive. What are you putting it into another presser for? But then it goes through another presser, and again, more oil comes out. So what does that show you? That in the kishkis of the olive, there's still more oil. Kach Yisrael. When Hashem punishes us, and then we do tshuva, it's not the pshat that we do tshuva, and that's something new. That's really in us to begin with. That's pshat Yisrael nimshul zeis. When a Jew does tshuva at the end, that's really who he is. It's not fake. That's the real person. It's like an olive. That even though the olive looks like it's totally squeezed out, there's still oil that's in the olive that comes out when you bang it. That's pshat and klal Yisrael. So you could say, Moshcheni acharecha, we ask Hashem, pull us. But if you pull us, you won't have to keep on pulling us. Because each one of us inside wants to go. No chutzah. You know, sometimes it's a shaila, you want to go on a trip. Yeah, no, you don't. Once you go, it's gevaldik. So you needed some pushing, you needed some prodding. It's Vermont, it's 4 hours away, it's a whole schlep. But Lemais, it's Vermont skiing. Vermont skiing is not like going to Holiday Mountain. Or Sterling Forest, Rahman al-Islam. Sterling Forest is not skiing. It's standing on a piece of metal and going from point A to point B. That's not skiing. Vermont! This is Kehim Chayenu, Baruch Yomeinu. This is called living skiing. I mean, Yankov doesn't like skiing, but I'm saying the people that enjoy it. They can do it for 12 hours. And people can do it for 12 hours. They want to get there 5 o'clock in the morning till at least 5 o'clock at night, at least. Could be more. Nochamot, it's Kishmak. It's a mountain. Mi Yale Bar Hashem. Who can go all the way? Mi Yokum Kim Kacha. But then once you go, it's Kishmak. You need a push. Taka to wake up for seeking, to wake up 5 in the morning. You need a push. But then once you go, it's. Because you really want to go. Moshcheni acharecha, we tell Hashem, pull us, but the end is going to be Nahutza. Because every Yid inside wants to go. Heviani Amelachador. Okay, we'll go weiter. Just one more pasuk. Shlomo Melech now talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says it like this. He says, Lisusasi Berichvei Paroi. He talks about the chariots of Paroi, the people riding the riders and the horses that went into the Yam. And he says, that's what we compare it. We're compared to that. So everybody asks, what's the Shaychus? So there's a beautiful Pardes Yosef. And according to the Pardes Yosef in Parashas Bishalach, it could explain what Shlomo Melech is trying to say over here as well. Again, praising Klal Yisrael. When Miriam went out to say Shira, what does it say in the Pasuk? Vateitze Miriam went out. And all the women went out after her. Besupim uvim chaylas. They went out with the horses and with the supim uvim chaylas, with the instruments. And what did they sing? Ashiru Hashem ki goy goa, sus v'reich v'yom avayam. That's the whole shira of the woman. The men said a whole long shira. The woman just said one pasuk. Ashiru Hashem ki goy goa, sus v'reich v'yom avayam. So the Pardes Yosef asks, Why did the Noshim sing Punkt der Apostel? So he says a Gewalt Gewalt. The Gemara says in Soita, Taf Chafalaf, Noshim B'mai Kazach. We know in order to get reward on a certain level, you need Torah. So the Gemara asks, where do women have the schar of Torah? The Gemara is Kasha. So the Gemara has the Kasha on Soita. And the Gemara says, the women also have a piece in Torah. Even if they don't study Torah, they go ahead and they bring their children to yeshiva. And they wait for their husbands to come back from the shiurim. Basically, they encourage Torah. That's how they're zoichin. Says the Paradis Yosef, listen to this gevaldik gechap. We know by Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a tremendous nes. The nes was that by Kriyas Yamsuf, if you went ahead and you put a horse and a rider into the water and they drowned, the first thing that's going to happen is the horse and the rider are going to separate. They're not going to stay on top of each other underwater. Once they drown, once they're underwater, the horse goes down, the person goes his way, the horse goes its way. By the Yam, there was a miracle. With all of the turmoil in the water, it says, Sus v'roich v'yom v'yam. They stayed together. It was like they were driving, they had the laws of gravity underwater while they were drowning. The rider stayed on the horse. Special miracle. Says the Paradis Yosef, what do you learn from that miracle? He said, a great idea. He said, we understand why the Egyptians got punished. They ran after Klal Yisrael. What did the poor horse do? Just being a horse. What did the horse do? Why did the horse drown in the Yam? The Teretz is, the horse was a facilitator. The horse facilitated that the Mitzri was able to run after Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the horse was also punished. Memela, the Noshim, who their main connection to Torah is that they facilitate Torah. Or Shira Hashem ki goy God, the Noshim said, Shira, sus v'roichoy rom v'yam. Because look, Hashem made a miracle to keep the rider and the horse together, to show that the facilitator is just like the horse himself. The horse and the driver are the same. Memela, the Noshim have that same schos nach Hashem to make any dimyon. From a Noshim to Susim, Chas v'Shalom. Just saying the concept of this Shaychus. So you could say that this is what Shlomo Melech is saying here, that the Maila Klal Yisrael is not just what we ourselves do. I just did a Yerushalmi today. I was learning Yerushalmi in the morning. We did a Yerushalmi in Elu Metzias. The Yerushalmi there brings down a Meridik HaMaisit. I'm going to share it with you because it's a Meridik HaMaisit. Shimon ben Shetach. The Yerushalmi brings down that Shimon ben Shetach used to, he was a flax merchant. So he used to sell flax. So he didn't have a donkey. He used to carry the flax on his back, schlep, sweat. Flax is heavy. Sweating. So his Talmidim told him, Rebbe, we're buying you a donkey. We want to buy you a donkey? So you shouldn't have to schlep. So they went, the Talmidim of Rav Shimon ben Shetach went, they bought him a donkey. As they talk to Yerushalmi, they bought him a donkey. They bought him the donkey, they found around the neck of a donkey a chain with a diamond on it. Obviously the guy who sold him the donkey, he didn't realize it. But there was a chain with a diamond on it. The Yerushalmi brings it down because it's a whole sugi of Yush and Yerushalmi Das, and the Yerushalmi brings down this mice. The Talmidim, needless to say, were very excited. They told their Rebbe, you don't got to work anymore. You're retired for life. You got this big diamond right on the neck of the donkey. This is yours forever. And that's it. Early retirement. You know what Shimon Shetach said? He said, the goy was mihayish. The goy knows. Give it right back. We're going back to the goy. Talmidim told him, Rebbe, there's not a Jew. Ta'afi lulamand omar, gezel goy osur. Talmidim who loved him. They knew the halacha. They said, even if you hold that Gezel Goy is also, Avidosim Muteres. You don't have to give back an Aved of a Goy. Shimei Shatach said, I want to hear from that Goy that he blesses Hashem. And that's worth to me more than all the money in the world. And they gave back the diamond, and the Goy Taka said, Brich Elohai Yisrael. The Goy blessed Hashem. Why am I telling you it's such a murder, Kamaisa? Because I don't know if you realize what's licked in their mice. What you can learn from this story. You're not dealing with a guy who's a businessman. Good, so you had $1 million, he could have $20 million. So he said, you know, for Kiddush Hashem, it's worth it for me for Kiddush Hashem. I give up the $20 million, which I could legally have kept. I want to make a Kiddush Hashem. That I would be impressed with that too. But why am I so impressed? I'll tell you why I'm so impressed. This Shimon Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach, every minute of his was Torah. Every minute of his was Habotzes HaTorah. Shimon ben Shatach could have said, listen, this is from Shemayim, that I should be able to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. What, that guy should become a rich man. This is for me. He gave up. Shimon ben Shatach gave up all the Menuchas HaNefesh that he could have gotten from this diamond. So that Yen Goy should say Brich HaLakot HaYisrael. So it could be what Shlomo HaMelech is saying here, Pater Joseph is talking about Torah, could be what Shlomo HaMelech is saying here, is that if not for Klal Yisrael, there wouldn't be any Hakorah in the Rabbanu Shlomo. The reason why till today in America there's something called In God We Trust. The reason why in America the president will get up, any president will get up, and they'll say, God bless the United States of America. Right? Where's that come from? Klal Yisrael. If not for our Mesiris Nefesh throughout all the ages of keeping Emunah, Memela, not only do we get tzchar for our mitzvahs, but we get tzchar for all the hoikor and erbarishim that's in the world because of Klal Yisrael. That we learn from the Sus of Pare, Usasti. That's what Shlomo Melech is saying. That we Klal Yisrael have the schus, not only Dimisach Rayosi, Hashem does Klal Yisrael, not only do you get the schar for what you're doing, but all the Ikar and Rebbeinu that's around till today, that's because of Klal Yisrael. And that we get that schar too. Okay.